News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
This week, apart from having good weather, is also invasive species week. And there's quite a few of them in Ireland, from plants to animals. And it raises the question, how do you deal with them? Kate Moore is lead coordinator on Invasive Species Week at the National Biodiversity Data Centre and owner of possibly the world's largest business card. Kate, good morning.
Thanks, Anton. Thanks for having me on.
It is a pleasure. Yes, Give us a sense of the types of invasive species we're talking about.
Yeah, so there's like invasive plants like rhododendron, which will be a shrub that people may have in their gardens. And it actually spreads into our native woodlands where it crowds out some of the native species and lets nothing else grow around it. And then, of course, there's the grey squirrel, which we know competes with our native red squirrel. And you also have the American mink, which would have been released from fur farms, and it actually preys on our ground nesting birds. So we have a variety of invasive species in Ireland, and the number is growing each year.
How good are we at being able to get rid of them?
It is difficult. I would say that the main thing is for people to be able to recognise them in the first place. So to learn how to identify what they look like. So people can log on to invasives.ie, and we have lots of resources there. And if you do spot one, you can report sightings to us at the National Biodiversity Data Centre through the online form. And we also ask that people include a photo so that we can verify the identification. And then we know that there's people managing invasive species on the ground. So this week now, there'll be volunteers going out to combat Himalayan balsam, which is a very invasive plant that grows along rivers. And so that's something that people can do to go out and help our native biodiversity.
And presumably it can be very challenging because it doesn't take much for an invasive species to establish. I mean, if you look at the false widow spider as a case in point, it can't have started with that many of them, and now they're everywhere.
No, so we just know from one single introduction of a species could start a whole new population. And that's the thing about invasive species, that they're really good at being able to establish when they get into a new environment and then spread further. So often they're brought here, you know, maybe on purpose for people to plant in their gardens, or sometimes they arrive here accidentally so they can kind of hitchhike onto our vehicles, or they might come in through imported goods. So one example would be the Asian hornet, which we know actually arrived into France about 20 years ago via a shipment of pottery from China. And then since that, it has spread across Europe, and we know now that it can devastate bee populations.
Now, you said you wanted people aware of what the invasive species were. Are you asking people to report any of this data, or just if they see a rhododendron where it shouldn't be, get rid of it?
We do ask people that they report it to us, so they can log that on invasives.ie, because that helps us track their spread. And then if they did have an invasive species in their garden, particularly if they had one of the regulated species, they should try and manage it, because they could be breaking the law actually by having it there as well.
Kate, thanks very much. That is Kate Moore, who is lead coordinator on Invasive Species Week at the National Biodiversity Data Centre. If you want to get in touch with the show, 53106 or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.